We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. We're talking Tuesday's Champions League slate at DraftKings. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by AJ Scholes. Welcome in, AJ. Luis Pacheco is gone this week. He's on summer break. The Florida summer break is this week. Last week was the Michigan summer break, so I was gone. Sorry, the spring break. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Not summer break, spring break. AJ. Welcome, man. We're talking Champions League here. How are you feeling about these games?
Well, first of all, I need to schedule a vacation, apparently. I don't know what I'm doing wrong here, that I'm still stuck here in Wisconsin. Apparently, we're the only ones not doing spring right here. So,
you were in Vegas, like, recently, so.
That's true. I mean, at this point, it was a couple months ago, but, yeah, it's true. I did hit up Vegas a couple months back, so fair point.
All right, so AJ is an Everton fan. How do you feel about Liverpool here at Benfica? Liverpool is playing well right now. What? Just give us your opposing, you know, your Liverpool hatred thoughts here going into this game.
Yeah, I mean, I'd bet on Benfica to win, you know, 3-0, something like that. No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's a reason that, you know, you got the odds report up there. There's a reason that they're, you know, 67%, 68% to win here. They should cruise. Compared to some recent slates here, it's pretty one-sided. I mean, all things considered, Man City and Liverpool, heavy favorites, the implied goal totals being over two for both games, pretty much setting you up. I mean, I guess if you are a toffee like myself, maybe it's a good opportunity to use some Benfica guys with a contrarian play. That way, if by some miracle it happens, you're winning the cash, plus you're not endorsing Liverpool, which is always a good thing.
I think just looking at, I'm not positive on these odds. I know Manchester City are home, but I just think the matchup here is more favorable for Liverpool, just based off in terms of goals, maybe not in terms of winning. You get the 0.07 implied goal total more than Manchester City. I think there's just going to be more goals in this Liverpool-Benfica match. Like, you can look at some of these results for Benfica. They held Dynamo Kiev scoreless in two matches. They held Barcelona, pre-Xavi managing, scoreless in two matches. You know, they won 1-0 at Ajax. So you have those results, but then, like, you look at Otamendi and Vertonghen, like, they have the guys, but even in league play, I think they're maybe the third best defense in Portugal. So it's not like they're that good defensively, and you can combine that with them giving up 9 goals to Bayern Munich in their two group stage matches. So you have that, and then you combine that with the way Atletico play. It seems like, you know, this is Diego Simeone has had experience against Pep in the past, Atletico, Barcelona games, you know. So you have that. You have Atletico just knows how to play against a team like Man City. Maybe it's not enough to win at Man City, but I think it's just going to be more defensive. Like, we saw them pretty much contain Manchester United in two matches. I think Manchester United in two matches had an expected goal total of about 1.5 or 1.6 through two matches. So that's not very much. And I think that's kind of the reason why I just lean with, even if I like Manchester City to win more, I don't think that match is going to be as high scoring. So let's say Manchester City, you know, they can win 2-0. Maybe they won't have as many chances, but then you can get like Liverpool. Maybe that game goes 3-1, 3-2 or something. There's more goals in that one. But are you thinking along those same lines, just based off of, you know, Atletico Madrid and Benfica and the way those teams play?
Yeah, I mean, I think of the two, I probably would be more likely to stack Liverpool here. And I do think, you know, to that end, though, like, there could be more goals in that Benfica game. So maybe there's a few opportunities to use them. But yeah, overall, I would expect, like, my general strategy would be to maybe get a few extra shares of Liverpool. You're obviously not going to totally skip out. I'm Man City here. But yeah, because of that matchup, I think it does favor using Liverpool more. And again, you know, to go back to the implied goal totals, it's actually higher for Liverpool at 2.13 than 2.06. I mean, we're splitting hairs here, but I mean, I still think there's a reason that match has the higher implied goal total for Liverpool than Man City.
So, yeah, let's just get into it here for forward. It's kind of – you got the high end of the favorites. I think there are seven starters because you got your three Liverpool guys, and then you got Manchester City with Bernardo Silva. So you got seven possible forwards from the favorites. We go from the top. We got Mahrez at 10.3, Salah 9.7, and then you go down Mane 7.7, Bernardo Silva 7.5. I guess – I think we have to actually combine the midfield talk here just because De Bruyne is at 10.1. So you just talked about, you were on the podcast last week with Manchester City on the slate. Mahrez did not start. He did not play at all. But De Bruyne was there. He did start. He did play. He did score. It's assumed that both these guys are going to start now. What's the thought process here now going in? We got 10.3 for Mahrez and De Bruyne at 10.1. What's the thought process going in to this high-level guys here?
Well, I think cash game, the choice is simple, right? It's got to be De Bruyne if you are picking between the two for the cash game. He just has such a better floor in terms of the crosses and set pieces there. So for me, I think that's pretty straightforward. But on the other side, like, you know, GPPs, I really like still using De Bruyne even in that option between the two, and the fact that you can get, you know, Salah at 600 less or go with Mane for really a very steep discount, 2,600 less. I think I lend that way. We just got done talking about how we feel like Liverpool has the opportunity to maybe score more goals than City here. So that hefty price tag, if I'm going to pay up for somebody, I think I prefer to do it for De Bruyne than for Mahrez here. And, you know, obviously an argument could be made the other way. I would have to really dive into it, but I doubt you're really putting together a viable lineup that has both De Bruyne and Mahrez in it. It just doesn't seem like that would necessarily work, but you could certainly try. But yeah, that's kind of my general approach, is with those other top guys available like Mane and Salah for discounts from Liverpool. If you want, and even if you want to stick with City, like, so often you know, at least for me, I pick one City forward and one of the other ones scores. You know, I had Foden and not Gundogan like in the last game. So, you know, I feel like that happens so often with them. They have so many options that I'd rather spend down and use Sterling or even Bernardo Silva instead of Mahrez. That's just my general approach. I like the roster flexibility, obviously, you get by spending down there too.
I think so. Yeah, just based off. Yeah, you did say De Bruyne had the better floor, but I think Mahrez is pretty much right up there. I know. I think Ryan mentioned it maybe in the last podcast or his article, rotowire.com, that maybe on the right side that Mahrez and Foden have been splitting some set pieces lately, but it seems like all three of those guys are taking set pieces. But one thing is that Mahrez has actually been taking penalties more recently. So that's something, and he has been really good in Champions League, which is why he's more expensive. In case you're wondering that, I mean, if you look at his Champions League numbers per 90 minutes, he's averaging 2.2 shots on goal, which is a lot. I mean, look at De Bruyne here, he's 0.65. But again, of course, this includes when De Bruyne wasn't 100% healthy during the season in group stage matches. So, I mean, you can take this, you can look at the stats here, but De Bruyne has probably been better overall over the last couple months. But I mean, I think it kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier about just Liverpool in terms of the highest scoring match. Like, do you want to spend on both De Bruyne and Mahrez, which would, you know, leave you off of pretty much all the high end Liverpool guys? So I think there's a world in which you could actually fade both Mahrez and De Bruyne, you know, hope that maybe Manchester City get like, you know, 6-7 corners. So, you know, those guys are all splitting set pieces, and then Atletico just limit the amount of good opportunities. I mean, it's not impossible to think that, but sure, this is at Manchester, but Atletico have been playing really well lately, probably the best they've been playing all season. We don't know exactly what their formation is going to look like. So we have that. With that said, we got Salah. He doesn't have the same kind of floor as De Bruyne or Mahrez. He's not on set pieces, but the fact that he takes so many shots, but then you also have to include, like, he has his foot injury. He was okay against Watford over the weekend, really didn't do too much. I think he played about 69 minutes. So you got Salah, you got these Liverpool guys, depending on, I mean, if Jota starts, he's 7,200, but it's expected that Diaz will start instead because Jota started over the weekend. What are your thoughts on these Liverpool guys now? Would you rather, instead of like completely ignoring Mahrez, maybe, and I guess, you know, Bernardo Silva, we know how inconsistent he is. Would you rather just go like Salah and Diaz, or like Diaz and Mane, that kind of thing? Just, you know, stack two Liverpool forwards, maybe even on the lower end, and then maybe you can still plug in like De Bruyne in the midfield, something like that.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I, you know, just kind of building a lineup here for my own self, kind of seeing where things were falling. I found definitely, again, to have De Bruyne in, I was going with Sadio Mane because he was the cheapest of kind of their three main options there between Diaz and Salah and Mane. And, you know, in fact, you look at the goal scoring odds, he sits third. Actually second among presumptive starters here on our RotoWire cheat sheet. So I think for me, the fact that he's, you know, the most cost efficient of those three, is the one I would look at there, but I do agree trying to get some sort of stack maybe, rather than go with Mahrez. I tend to be probably overly so, looking for ways to spend down so that I don't have to punt anywhere in my lineup. So I would probably go Mane and Diaz if I was going to stack those two of those guys.
Yeah, that'll allow you, you know, just to spend up at other positions. If you're sure you do lose out on Salah in that position, in that situation. But again, they'll be force you to look at, it depends what we're looking at other positions here. But for Benfica and Atletico, I think you just throw away Atletico here. I guess that they're in an extreme GPP situation, but I mean, if you just look through Manchester City's game logs, they rarely allow more than one goal. Like they have, you know, the Tottenham game, Leicester games where they've allowed three goals, that kind of thing. But otherwise, like they've allowed one goal in their last five. Sure, Laporte and Stones aren't their, I mean, I guess when without Ruben Diaz, but I mean, still these are top level guys. It's not like this is, you know, now a bad back line. They've been fine without Ruben Diaz, but so I'd kind of throw out Griezmann. I'd kind of throw out Joao Felix. I get 6K. How much of the ball are they going to have? You're basically hoping for a goal because their floor is going to be probably around 5 points. So at that point, you're looking at, you got Darwin Nunez at 5,600, Rafa Silva, 5,200. Depending on who else starts, Yermchuk's 4,900, and Ramos, Goncalo Ramos, has started the last two, or started the last two against Ajax. He had 7 shots in that home game against them, and he's 4,500. So I guess what, how much would we want to spend on one of these Benfica guys in our forward spots, or would that be like a situation of where we're looking at the utility range for looking at any of these Benfica guys? I guess, I mean, they are home, so that has to account for something.
Yeah, certainly. That's definitely an option. I don't hate the idea of Darwin Nunez. If you're going to go, I think goals could be a possibility there. I totally agree, though. I would not necessarily look at a Griezmann or a João Felix, just because their salary doesn't make it worthwhile. Whereas, you know, if you're paying less than 6K for Nunez, or even, you know, under 5K for Ramos, like, yeah, then I think if they have a couple shots, it's a little bit more, I don't know the right word, it's eluding me right now, but it makes a little more sense to pay down and, you know, take the risk of that lesser production. Whereas when you're up around 6, for the Atletico guys, like, it just doesn't work for me. If they don't score, obviously, if they do, that's a different case. But using Benfica, I would probably, in terms of the forwards, I do like that option, just because they're so much cheaper.
Yeah, I'd argue that the Benfica guys have a better floor than the Atletico guys, and I think that's kind of the point we're trying to give here, is that, why are you spending up 6K for Griezmann and Felix when the guys for Benfica have probably the same floor and maybe just as much upside in a game that's going to be a little more up and down than, like, this Man City Atletico match? It just seems like there's going to be a lot of possession. There's going to be a lot of, you know, passing around Manchester City, you know, passing around like 30, 40 yards out, and Atletico kind of just hoping to find something on the counter or that kind of thing. And that, I mean, that's usually how these Manchester City matches go, but a lot of times it's also how Atletico matches go, because that's just the way they play. So I guess that makes Atletico guys better in GPPs, but as you say, maybe they score, maybe Griezmann or Felix score, but maybe they're still going to get 13 points. So, like, how big of a difference is that going to be? So I guess for midfield now, I mean, pretty much all these guys at the top end are all forward eligible, and we have pretty much talked about all of them already. So you got De Bruyne in there, 10.1K. I think that's a pretty safe, you know, cash option in there. I mean, you can scroll down the list. You got Gundogan and Grealish, but it's not expected those guys are going to play. They both started over the weekend, I believe.
Yep.
Yes, Grealish did. Yeah. So they both won 90s over the weekend. So you got those guys. It doesn't seem like they're going to start. I mean, then you got to scroll down. So you get with these Champions League 2-game slates. Does anyone even come into consideration here? Like, if you spend up for two guys at forward and you spend up for De Bruyne, like, you're kind of left with, like, looking for value options, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you don't want to use – like, if you don't want to use De Bruyne, maybe you could make an argument for Foden. But I just, you know, if you're already paying 8, it is a big jump to go up to De Bruyne. But if you're already going to pay 8.5 for the midfielder, why not make that jump, right? I guess if you wanted to get Mahrez and an extra share, you could go with Foden in that midfield. But, yeah, I think for me, I'd rather look, you know, further down and get some of those value options in there. You know, if you want to go, like, really value, Fabinho for Liverpool, it comes in super cheap, 3,200, but, you know, there's a chance to, you know, get an extra share of Liverpool, a chance maybe he picks up an assist or something. Rodri for City, 4,300, obviously. And again, you know, I do think this might be a good spot where at, you know, an Atletico guy might make sense. Yannick Carrasco could be an option here as well, if he does, in fact, get back into the starting 11 here. So for me, I really do kind of think like you're either at the top or you're way down. There's just no really good viable options in the middle. Obviously, if lineups change, it's possible, but even so, like if Grealish were to start, like 6,400 is just such this weird middle ground for his inconsistencies right now. Same with like, you know, Jota or Firmino, like either one of those guys, like they're so just, you know, kind of stuck in the middle that if you're going to hit those, you might as well pay up for some of the bigger guys.
Right. Carrasco is a guy. He'd probably come in for Reyna and Lodi there on the left side. He's coming back from a nose injury. He's been in and out of the lineup for the last 2 months. So even if he starts, I'm not sure if he's ready for a full 90. Like that's still in the 4,600 range against Manchester City. So like what exactly are you hoping for there? I mean, you could say that about pretty much all these Atletico midfielders here. Like, Llorente is down at 3,500, but what are you hoping from in that spot? Like you said, Fabinho, I mean, he's one of those defensive midfielders, but, I mean, in a game that could have goals, like we've seen him score already this season, so that wouldn't be overly shocking, and same with Rodri. And, I mean, I guess any of these – like you can look at Jordan Henderson, 4,200, like pretty much all these cheaper guys that are playing for the favorites. It's just kind of what we're stuck with on this one. But I guess maybe if you don't want to do that strategy, if you don't want De Bruyne, you know, it's not a given that sure, maybe he can get 10 points, but maybe he doesn't make the score sheet. And you know, 10 points at 10.1K, that's not really going to do a ton for you. So maybe it's going to cash games. But if you're looking at GPPs, what if it's like fade De Bruyne and then you look at, you know, Foden and Sterling, put those guys together, or, you know, everyone's favorite Bernardo Silva, the favorite GPP option, because, you know, he's either getting 30 points or he's getting 2 points. So like, what do you just – do you think that's – I mean, how – I guess any strategy really is possible in GPPs, but do you just like that? Just if you fade De Bruyne, do you like going with the two other Manchester City guys, or would you even just go like three of Liverpool's attackers, three Liverpool forwards instead of going two Manchester City guys?
Yeah, I think for me, I would flip the script and go with the three Liverpool forwards here, or midfielders, whatever combination you want to put them in there. I like that a little bit better because, you know, if those guys, you know, Foden or, you know, Sterling, if a couple of those guys get goals, there's a decent chance, again, like you said, it's not guaranteed, but there's a decent chance that De Bruyne would be involved in that as a possibility. So for me, if you're going to fade De Bruyne, I go full flip and probably look at the entire, you know, Liverpool front three, if you will, whatever you want to. I know they don't play a front three, but those top three guys there for them.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you do the fade De Bruyne, maybe it's better to just actually look at, you know, João Cancelo or like center backs instead, or even Rodri, just like hope for the random goal where the ball is, you know, sitting around the top of the box and, you know, a defensive midfielder comes in, blasts it home, that kind of thing. Like this is something that's why Fabinho has a couple goals the last couple months, like just random goals that happen like that. And I mean, it's an Atletico match and they play super defensive. And like that's kind of in these, you know, quarterfinals, higher up we get in Champions League. Not every goal is like, I don't know, Kylian Mbappe making magic on the wing and just roasting defenders, that kind of thing. Like there are random goals. And when you put like two elite teams against each other, you know, weird stuff can happen. So, you know, maybe Manchester City win 2-0, but maybe none of those goals come from De Bruyne, Sterling, Mahrez or Foden. Like that wouldn't be that surprising, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you may have talked me into that here, Adam. That kind of random goal play for against Atletico, I do like that possibility, and that's a really good point. So yeah, maybe there is an option to kind of punt and go further down. But yeah, I will stick with the Liverpool attack though. That's still going to be kind of my main strategy here going into this one. But maybe I'll toss in Rodri for S&Gs, as it were.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So, defender here, it's like if we're spending on three guys at midfield and forward, you're basically not going to have room for TAA. Unless like you're punting at maybe three positions, unless you're going with, you know, one of the cheaper goalkeepers, it seems like TAA, while, you know, a regular cash option, cash dominant guy, he's at 8,200 now. This is actually the most he's been in Champions League this season. So you put that into the mix, and just in general, just away match, it seems like Liverpool fullbacks don't always have the same floor in Champions League. And then you just go down 1,500, you got Robertson. Are you looking at either of these guys first off? And I guess just for GPPs, it seems like Alexander-Arnold is like a clear GPP option, because how many people are going to be able to fit him in their lineup? Like, he's not going to be as popular as you know, these Premier League slates, I guess. So, TAA, GPPs, and then Robertson cash games? Is that kind of what we're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think the price difference on Robertson is going to, like, essentially force people to probably use him. And so then, yeah, if you can figure out a way to get Alexander-Arnold in, I agree. I think his drafted percentage should be kind of down because of that salary price tag. But I think the other option too is to look at, you know, if you want to spend down, look at the City wing backs, as it, you know, Cancelo and Zinchenko. Like, they're definitely way cheaper. You know, they're, Cancelo obviously gets, you know, some more work there than Zinchenko, so he'd probably be my preference between the two, but you can make an app. A good argument for either. I will say this is probably the spot that I'm most interested in targeting a player from Benfica, Grimaldo at 53. You know, the argument obviously is how much of the ball are they actually going to have. But I do think he has a chance of, you know, continuing to rack up points. He's been getting the majority of set pieces for Benfica, and should still be able to produce even as, you know, the underdog in this one.
I think the price is kind of extreme on Grimaldo, just if you're like looking at these other games here. they are home, but like, this is Liverpool. You look at the games against Bayern Munich and Barcelona, and like, his form never surpassed 6 points. And like, he hit 9.8 points at Bayern Munich, but he had an assist in that game. Like, all his big games are pretty much like, you have those two Ajax games where he was awesome. There's no denying that, but Liverpool is not Ajax. So do you want to spend 5,300 on a Grimaldo? Sure, there's a set piece here and there, that kind of thing. Or go down, I guess. Would Grimaldo be your second defender, or is he going to be your first defender, kind of a thing?
For me, I actually ended up, you know, I tend to avoid this, but I'm looking at potentially paying up for both and trying to get in, get a share of both sides. So Zinchenko was my target on City there. I like getting him in. You obviously have the clean sheet percentage. It's pretty high up there for this one. So I think that's kind of a bonus there. Obviously, I'm not expecting Benfica to get a clean sheet. So, you know, that's kind of off the board. So that does, that does make a good argument for maybe paying down on him. But I do think the opportunity should still be there. You make a good point that Liverpool is not Ajax, obviously. But I don't know. I have a, maybe I'm just going by my gut here, but I have a good feeling about that spot and getting somebody from Benfica, because I do think they'll potentially score a goal. And then I like kind of comboing with Zinchenko, like some of the cross work from him and a little bit of the potential chance for a clean sheet without just going totally like clean sheet hunting with a guy like John Stones or something like that.
I will say there is a chance Nathan Ake starts on at fullback. It's not a given that Zinchenko is going to start. Pep changes things up here and there. He has used center backs at fullback in the past. I think it was the first match against Sporting Lisbon. Of course, Ruben Diaz was in that starting 11 then. But, I mean, Ake has played left back at times. So, like, there's a chance. Like, it's Cancelo and Ake. And Ake is at 3,500. So, that'll be something to look at. I'm not, you know, it's probably like a 20% chance of happening. But it's still possible where Zinchenko doesn't start. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do at defender. I mean, you can – it's just there's Robertson and Cancelo sitting here, 6,500, and then trying to work that in with your goalkeeper. Like, you got the center backs, the 4K center backs. That seems like a lot here, and especially in cash games. Like, what are you trying to go for? Like, 5 points here at 4K? I'm not sure how much that's going to get you. But then at that point, if you're spending up at two defenders, you probably got to spend down at goalkeeper. So you got Jan Oblak at 3,700 and Vlatko Demos at 3,900. I assume it looks like you're going to spend down at goalkeeper from based off of what you're trying to build here, right?
Actually, no. but yeah, I mean, I do think you make a really good point. Like, for how much those center backs are, again, I'm personally not really expecting Liverpool to come out and go clean sheet here. So, you know, Matip and Van Dijk, like, really don't have a ton of value at that point. And I, you know, you made a great point about the, like, City defenders, John Stones at 3,900, Laporte 4K, like, that's a lot to pay for basically just a clean sheet. I mean, you know, maybe Stones or Van Dijk gets their head on one. I mean, that's certainly possible. It's not outside of the realm of possibility that they would pick up a goal. I would love if Ake got in to the game. I think I would use him in a heartbeat, just because of that price tag there. So, yeah, I just, you know, and then from there, like, are you really going to try and figure out, like, you know, are you going to put in Vertonghen or Savic? Like, no, right? I mean, there's little to no chance on that one. So you kind of find yourself in this kind of tough spot, I think, with this slate on the defenders, where you kind of almost have to pay up, because if you're going to give, you know, if you're going to use 3,900 for John Stones, like, well, why not use a little bit more for Zinchenko, you know? So that's kind of where I landed. I didn't love any of the defensive options either, which is why I think you're really kind of down to, you know, the top five guys in the price range here, maybe six, and then go from there.
Right. It's either pay up for one of those top guys or just go for a center back and hope one of them scores, kind of a thing. And I guess that goes to goalkeeper here. You know, it seems like just based off what we're saying, Manchester City more likely to get the clean sheet. I don't think either one of us are going to go with Alisson here at 5,700. Liverpool away. Maybe he's going to get more saves than Ederson, but that's a lot to pay for. So you're basically hoping maybe Ederson will get a save. Hopefully, you know, get the win clean sheet there at 5,900. Just comparing this here. What cheap goalkeeper would you rather use if you're stuck in this low range sub 4K here?
I guess for me, and I'll be honest, I'm going to butcher his name. So I would rather just use the Benfica goalkeeper. I'll let you say his name. I'm so bad at names. I apologize to anybody who's listening or watching this, but I think there's an outside chance that Benfica could maybe win. Like, I have more confidence that Benfica could pull off an upset than I do for Atletico Madrid. And you talked about at the start, like, how defensively Atletico plays. So I'm not sure Oblak's going to get like enough shots to make it worthwhile. So if you use the Benfica keeper, he's not going to cost you a ton. I anticipate he'll see plenty of shots. And there's maybe an outside chance that he could win. So between those two, I like the Benfica keeper instead.
As I said at the top of the podcast, AJ is an Everton fan. So we got
full disclosure, yes.
But I will say, Vlachodimos here, the Benfica goalkeeper, does not have a negative number in Champions League yet this season. I mean, that dates back to, you know, the qualifying back in August. But, I mean, you look even in, like, a 4-0 loss against Bayern, 0.5 points. He made four saves while allowing four goals. When he allowed five goals, he made seven saves. Allowed two goals against Ajax last round, made seven saves, still hit 10 points. So the thing is, you're hoping, like, but we're talking, if you want – do you think you'd still use Vlachodimos if you're using three Liverpool forwards, though? Is that kind of risky?
No, it certainly is. Yeah. I mean, so again, the question wasn't whether or not I'm going to use three Liverpool forwards and, you know, pay down for one of those keepers. The question was, of the two keepers, which would I rather pay down for? So I think for me, I'll probably still land on Ederson. Yeah, you have to pay up, but I think that's the best play for kind of the rest of my strategy here. Now, again, I'm a single lineup guy. I build one lineup and just roll with it there. So if you're multi lineuping, then I think a lot of these strategies are in play. You know, maybe you go with, you know, like a Sterling Foden, fade Mahrez and De Bruyne and kind of, you know, go with a couple more of those guys and then use the Benfica keeper and not really use ton of the Liverpool guys. Maybe you try and go Mahrez and, you know, Rodri for, you know, that odd goal kind of option in that play. So I think there's different options available on what, you know, we've kind of outlined a handful of them, but for me, I like the kind of the Liverpool guys and then flipping on the other side and going with Ederson in goal.
Yeah, it seems like the smart cash option. So I'm trying to plug this into mine here. And like the difference of, you know, you're saving 2,000 if you're going Ederson or you're going with one of the cheaper guys. And I mean, depending where you're at, like you're not really saving a ton in this. Like you could be looking at Vlachodimos and like the Grimaldo range. You know, those other guys in that range, Carrasco, maybe you can get up to Nunez 5,600, or like you go down from there, you take away 2,000 and like, it's kind of ugly. like depending on if Ake starts, but like the specific one I was in, I'm stuck with 3,000 left in my utility and there's really nothing down there. So I guess I'll say that it's not the worst plan to, if you're using 2-3 Liverpool forwards, to actually use Vlach at Demos just because the saves are there. I was looking at the Premier League numbers. Liverpool, sure, they have the most goals in the league, but they also have the most shots on goal in the league, in the Premier League. So, like, maybe, as I said with that, with those Bayern Munich matchups, maybe Liverpool score 2-3 goals, but maybe Vlach at Demos makes 4 or 5 saves. So you're still in the positive in that. And like, it seems like it's automatic that Vlach at Demos is going to get at least 2 saves. So like when you look at that and it's like, okay, if he makes at least 2 saves and maybe he only allows 2 goals, like you're not losing because of that. Like we saw over the weekend, I had, I guess it was yesterday, what, I started Dubravka. He finished with like -7 or something against Tottenham because Tottenham scored 5 goals. I think all 5 in the second half or something. But it doesn't seem like Vlach at Demos is going to have a situation where like he makes 1 save and allows 4 goals. So I think it's possible. Maybe not the best idea, but it's at least reasonable to get the Benfica goalkeeper and, you know, maybe still hope for still maybe a couple goals, but just a ton of shots on goal. Maybe, you know, Salah, Mane, those guys are just plastering on net. Bunch of shots, maybe some off net, maybe some on goal. So it's goalkeeper. We talked about 10 minutes on it. I think my move is I'm just looking at Ederson or Vlach at Demos. I guess Oblak is in there. I guess he's about the same as Vlach at Demos.
That was my takeaway with it. Okay. Like if you're going down, just go down, right? Like don't get stuck in the middle here.
Right. Okay. So I guess that's it here. We got 40 minutes to talk about a 2-game slate. Do you want to highlight any other player here before we sign off? Is there any, you got a Benfica guy that you think is going to score or what?
I mean, just as like a toss in to, you know, try and catch something, you know, building out. I landed on Mario for 3,300, hoping to catch something. Admittedly, it's like sort of a punt, but you know, the nice thing about the RotoWire cheat sheets here is you can set filters, and I had like 3,900 left for my my utility spot. So I just took a look at, you know, who's got the highest floor highest fantasy points per 90 minutes under 3,900. That's what I had left. Landed on João Mário for Benfica. Again, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Liverpool will get a clean sheet here. So I don't mind going in with a Benfica player. And yeah, he, like I said, he has the highest points per 90 minutes of anybody under that 3,900 range. And that's what I had left after building up the rest of my lineup.
All right, there we go. Yeah, the Benfica midfield, it's not guaranteed who's going to start, but we have Tarap, João Mário, and Julian Weigl. Out of those three guys, Mario has the best floor. He's 3,300. He's in the middle range right there. Julian Weigl is 3,100. And, you know, he's probably going to get 1 or 2 points. So there you go. But I think that's all we got here. It's a 2-game slate. So, and we got 2 massive favorites. So that's kind of where we're at. I think we're both leaning towards more goals in the Liverpool-Benfica match. And I guess maybe we're both hoping that the Manchester City goal, if they score, assuming they score, will come from one of the defenders or one of the midfielders not named Bernardo Silva. I don't know. I still haven't decided if I'm going to use Bernardo in one of my GPPs. It just seems like once every, I don't know, 10 matches in over the past few months, it's like no one else is doing anything but Bernardo Silva. Here's 2 goals. Here's a brace. And, you know, he's just going to break the slate by himself. So, you know, it's always – if you play multiple lineups, it's always worth it to think of Bernardo Silva. But, you know, he also loses you a lot of money as well. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, for anybody listening or watching, like, probably don't use Raheem Sterling, because I'm going to. Inevitably, if I use a city forward, they're not the one that scores. That just always seems to be the case for me. So, you know, just a general jinx superstition piece of advice there. I like Raheem Sterling in this one, so maybe you shouldn't.
There you go. Yeah, if you've been watching on YouTube, I got the RotoWire cheat sheet up, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial, no credit card required, to get all this information on there. And also we have Ryan Belongi's article. This is on lock, so you got to be a subscriber to look at it as well. So rotowire.com/soccer trial. It's Tuesday Picks. We will be back. I'll be back with someone. I don't know yet. We'll see what happens in the next 24 hours, but thanks for joining us on Monday to talk Tuesday's Champions League slate. AJ at AJ Schultz 24. I am at Rota's Drug. AJ, thanks for joining me, and we'll see you at some point in the future.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.